Well, we're very happy to have with us now Chris Gokhan, standout Browns linebacker. How you doing, man?
Vic, how you doing?
Doing well, and it's great to have you with us. So, you know, I always it's almost like, what did you do on your summer vacation? I feel like some of these questions are. But when guys come back after an off season, I know you do some different things, and I know in your case, you traveled to Europe.
Tell me about that. Right. We try to make a one big trick every year, and this year we went to France and Switzerland. It was 2 weeks. It was so much fun, you know, just the culture and I would say the hardest thing is a language barrier. You know, I try my best to learn some French, but there's only so much you can do with this
right
here. You know, it was an experience though. It was definitely fun.
Now, these are friends. Any other football players join you, or just?
Well, actually, no, it was just me and my wife.
Okay.
But last year, we went to Italy, and I happened to see DeQuell Jackson walking down the Spanish Steps.
Randomly.
In Rome. And that was our last night there, and we were flying out the next morning. So we ended up going to a bar downtown there, and we had a great time.
Oh, that's very cool. And you've been now involved with the workouts these last few weeks, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
and the off-season conditioning. What do you I know it's the whole idea is to get yourself in better physical shape for the season for everybody, but I know that general answer, but how much specifically do you get out of it, and what are you working on specifically?
You know, there really is so much that you can do by yourself and out of the team setting that I think the biggest thing that we do get besides the whole, the physical part is being with the guys and being able to do some walkthroughs and kind of knock the rust off the defense stuff, you know, just remembering the things that you forgot over the last 3 or 4 months. We've been doing some great work and most of it is, I think the biggest part of it is the classroom work, you know, like getting back in the playbook and looking at the basics and just kind of remembering things again.
You're a veteran in this league, so I know in terms of getting ready for a season, last year probably wouldn't have thrown you off as much as it would have thrown off maybe some others, and certainly rookies who had no indoctrination and had to literally start from square one at training camp. But when you think back to a lost off season and the routine that you do have, and now that you're in this routine, I mean, how different is it for you?
Yeah.
And how much more beneficial do you see this being compared to what you guys went through last year?
You know, last year was so different. You know, we're in such a structured environment all the time. We always have a target date. You know, that's the thing with us football players. We always know that the date that we're working up to, you know, the first game and all that stuff. So not having a target date was the hardest thing that I found. You know, it wasn't a question of motivation. It was a question of, okay, what's the date that I need to peak at, you know, and mm-hmm. we just didn't have a date, you know, that was the hardest thing. And also the fact that it was a new defense, you know, new coaching staff and all that stuff. So it was pretty interesting. It was kind of, you know, hitting the ground running, just like all the other teams were, but we have new coaches, new defense, new playbooks, and all that stuff. So.
And there is a learning curve with that. And judging by the results, I mean, actually, this defense did reasonably well given the circumstances from a statistical standpoint, where you're ranked and all that. But now that you're entering year two of Dick Geron's scheme and all that it entails, how much different is that, and how much more of an edge do you feel you have? How well do you feel you know it now? I know you know it better than last year, but are we talking about everybody having it down, and do you have it in your mind that it's second nature?
Yeah, you know, I think it's not so much learning the defense and knowing what you're going to do, and you know, that's, I mean, you're in the NFL. That's, you need to be able to look at a playbook and be able to play it that next week. It was a matter of knowing what as a defense, what our identity was going to be. You know, right. we focused a lot on certain defenses, and we really didn't call them during the year. And you know, now that a year has gone by, we really do know what we're going to focus on. What our calls are going to be. You know, during certain times, what are our go-to calls and stuff like that. So we we definitely have a feeling of who we are as a defense, and I think that's the biggest thing.
And we're visiting with Chris Gocombe, Browns linebacker, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So much talk about this draft impacting this team in a positive way. The excitement of having a Trent Richardson come in, the very likelihood of a new quarterback in Brandon Whedon, a new right tackle, and so forth. But 11 players joining this team from the draft and high expectations. You, as an incumbent player, how do you view that? Because I know a couple of these guys are linebackers, and you know, you're not necessarily sitting there saying, yeah, oh, I hope the linebacker comes in and does great. I mean, that would be ridiculous for anybody to think you would think that way. But team-wise, big picture, how do you see it?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about playing in the NFL is it's a team sport, but at the same time, it's an individual career. So, you know, you can see it on both sides. But I think for the most part, everybody here has the right mindset. And, you know, it's not I hope they don't draft, you know, a linebacker because he's going to take my spot. It's, well, you know, I hope we get some competition so we can be the best squad that we're going to be.
Right.
And really the fact is, you know, if – It's gonna come to that at anybody's career.
Sure.
At the end of anybody's career. So it's you're always looking to push yourself. You're always, you know, at the same time you're being pushed. So I think it's great motivation, you know, and you have to look at it the right way, not in a negative light.
No, and you have so much reason to feel good about what you were able to do, especially those five games that Scott Fujita missed at the end of the year with the broken hand. You stepped up there in a big way. Handle that strong side well. Kaluka Maeva steps in and does an outstanding job. I mean, really, the linebacking core in the latter part of the season, and I know you're very self-critical, but I mean, as a group, you had a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, you know, I think we hit our stride. I think we're playing well together. You know, given the shuffling around, and you know, I my hat goes off really to the D line and secondary. You know, because the secondary, you know, TJ, Joe, and all these guys and you know, the D-line were really doing well. So I think as a defense, you know, we all kind of came together and it really did show out there.
And as we hear about the names, I mean, I know you're a football fan, a college football fan. You certainly saw a good deal of Trent Richardson, and how could you not? A very highly exposed team, national spotlight. Just your thoughts on a kid like that joining this team and what he could mean.
You know, I hate to shoot down your question, but truthfully, I don't. This is a secret. I really don't watch that much sports. I think my first look at Trent Richardson was during the draft. I'm like, wow, that kid's really good. You know, I just don't watch sports that much. But
okay.
You know, looking at his highlight reel, he's a beast. You know,
you listen to sports talk radio though. However, like this show,
I only listen to you.
Thank you, Chris. I knew you. Thank you. I love the love there. But. Trent he look the part, right?
He looks explosive. He looks strong, and you know, he definitely looks the part. It's going to be a fun training camp, you know, going against that guy every day.
Oh, I can imagine. No, I can imagine. And as far as the rest of the team, the veterans that you've been talking with, and the kind of the atmosphere in the locker room and such, give us a feel for that. What do you sense? I know coming off of 4-12, it's what nobody wants by any stretch, and it looks like from that point to get to where you want to go is a big climb. But what is the attitude related to making that climb?
Yeah. You know, I've been on winning teams. I've been on, you know, some losing seasons too, and I think the whole thing is mindset. You know, I felt like last year we had it. We just needed a spark, and we just kind of got, I don't know, we, you know, it started a downhill sort of, I don't know what to call it, but
spiral.
We needed a spark, and I really do feel that we have that spark. You know, there's that mindset. There's something going on in the locker room. You can feel it.
Is it anger? I mean, well, I'm trying to find the right word. What is it?
It's
resolve.
I don't know how to describe it. It's knowing that you're good, but we haven't shown it yet, you know.
Okay.
So we don't need to prove it to ourselves. We need to just go out there and do it.
Just do it.
It's there's nothing to say.
Well said. Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vic.
He is Chris Gocombe, linebacker for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.